All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are here live with just one brother this time. My brother Ben here to talk some more Bengals. Benny, how you doing?
Good, yourself?
Doing well. Doing well, yeah. Good to have you back on, ready to talk some draft. I know you're excited. You're a big defensive guy. A lot to talk about there, but quick question for you. What do you think about the show name for these timeouts? Hear me out. The Bang Bros. B-E-N-G.
Bang Bros?
Bang, like the Bengals. Like Bang Bros.
I don't know, man.
We'll have to workshop it, like I said. We don't really have anything other than old Bengals post-draft analysis timeout here, folks, for the Clubhouse podcast. So, let's just get right into it, Ben. What do you think of Miles Murphy here out of Clemson with our first-round draft pick? What do you think?
So, I mean, I kind of addressed it last show. I think pass rush has dwindled a little bit for the Bengals. No fault to the current guy. Don't think that they had a lot of depth. You know, when Hendrickson was going out, they didn't have that rush that they really needed. I think Miles Murphy's stock kind of slipped a little bit, which was perfect for the Bengals. I mean, he did have a new defensive coach, and he had a hamstring issue. I think the Bengals are really kind of banking on his 2021 performance, which was pretty good. So I think it's really good in terms of depth. I know it was pretty high on Kalijah Kansi. I think this is perfect for the Bengals. I actually have Miles Murphy a lot higher in terms of he just was not going to be there at all. I mean, he was a potential consensus top 10 pick.
Sure.
He would have went in the draft last year. So to me, it's really kind of a steal for the Bengals. I think also is one of those areas. I would have liked a tight end in the draft. I know a lot of people are high on Michael Mayer. I know you were.
Oh, yeah. They
didn't pick a tight end at all in the draft. But when you look at the tight ends and where they went, you had four go in the second round with Laporta and then Michael Mayer and then Luke Musgrave. Who was the last one? Luke Schoonmaker, I believe, is out of Michigan.
Yeah.
All right before their 60th pick. So I think they probably would have gone with a tight end somewhere in there. I just don't think that they would have gone in the first round. And then right after their pick was the Brenton Strange, which he was kind of a freak athlete, tested super well. So, I mean, in terms of the first round, Michael Mayer was a great pick. You also had to get cheaper on defense. So, pass rusher, I don't know if Trey Hendrickson is going to be around after this. You know, he's not a Pro Bowler, but when you're going to have to pay Burrow, Chase, and Higgins $95 million, which is basically a third of your salary cap, it's going to be pretty tough to have to start paying some of these guys on the defensive side. So getting somebody cheap in the first round, and you look at some of these pass rushers, and the ones that are elite, they typically are first or second round, so it's not like you could really wait on to go pass rush, to go defensive line, trench guy, later than the first or the second. So I think it was a pretty good pick, good steal. So
yeah, I know right after we did our live draft reaction pod coming out soon, wasn't the biggest fan because I didn't have enough research on Miles Murphy because it wasn't one of the guys who, kind of like you mentioned, I think even the Bengals thought was going to be there. So it wasn't a guy I'd done a ton of research on. So learned more about him since that. Now I've kind of grown to really like the pick. I think it's going to be solid for us. What I've liked, like you mentioned, my guy Michael Mayer, absolutely. I think he was, if we were going to take a tight end, that was the guy we should have taken. And he was there available for us. But since we didn't take him, I'm not upset with us not getting somebody after that and just kind of changing up the draft plan, if you will. Miles Murphy's got big arms, a lot of talent. A lot of people said he is one of the better pass rushers in this draft. I've seen a few draft boards ahead of him as the second best. So, you know, while we got on here and debated having, you know, who should we pick, Joey Porter Jr. or Michael Mayer or Kalijah Kancey wasn't available for us, and Joey Porter and Michael Mayer were, but we picked somebody different to kind of fill that Kancey role there. So I think it was a good pick. I think it was smart. And if talent falls in your lap, I think you got to go ahead and take it. So that's kind of what happened there. What do you think, Ben, or here, Ben? I'll give you my thoughts on the next two picks with this little quote I have from a guy, a famous internet video. So I'm sure you've heard of this, but let me know what you think of this to describe our guys. Oh, is it not going to play? How is it not playing? Oh, it's muted. There we go.
5 touchdowns against Southside.
Hold on.
RJ who? Dog.
Oh, sneak preview. Sneak preview.
We got Aiden Dennis. Dog. Dodie Devon. Dog.
This is what I think of our defense right now.
Sir Hale. Dog. He scored 5 touchdowns against Southside. RJ who? Dog.
Dog.
Sam Cale. I didn't even know he played running back. He's a dog. Evan Leaker. Man. He's a linebacker in my eyes, but I guess he can run the ball. Dog. And then Quentin Roach, he plays baseball, but he gets after it. All SAC first team baseball player right there, and now he's out here playing football. You know, how about that?
He's a dog.
Quentin Roach is a dog. Absolutely. I'll just talk about the running backs. We got Aiden Depp.
So this guy, out of shout out Bishop Lores Sr., Nelson Napke. That's where mom went to school, funny enough. So shouts out mom. But he's just talking about how everybody on his team is a dog, and that's kind of how I feel about our defense right now after getting DJ Turner and Jordan Battle here on day two. DJ Turner, fastest guy in the draft, great corner out of Michigan, played really well against the Buckeyes in big games against their premier receivers, so that's great. And then Jordan Battle, I think another guy where the Bengals are kind of sitting here in this draft going, I can't believe these guys are falling to us, so we have to take them. This guy's, I think, going to be a monster for us. So I'm looking forward to seeing him on the field. Kind of gives us a lot of interchangeability with our corners with Luke and disguise a lot of what we can do now, since all these safeties we have can kind of all do multiple things and cover multiple, you know, sides of the field. I do know these guys are some of the highest rated Pro Football Focus corners or in coverage rated guys that there were in the draft. So I'll take that for sure. I think Jordan Battle scored like a 90 on coverage from Pro Football Focus, so these guys are dogs. Nothing else I can say. I'm looking forward to, I know you are too, having just a bolstered defense. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I mean, I think DJ Turner, fastest guy in the draft this year, ran a 4.26, is a great pickup. I mean, when you look at your secondary, you have Chio, who's coming back from injury. You have Cam Taylor Britt, you have Mike Hilton, and now you have, you also have, is it Sidney Jones is the other one that we picked up for cornerback?
I'm not exactly sure. That sounds like it could be correct.
I believe so, but when you look at what happened when Cheetah went down, and you're going to have this happen throughout the year. It's not like you're going to have the healthiest thing, but, I mean, Eli Apple had 908 snaps. I mean, he's going to start. Things are going to happen. People are going to go down. So when you look at that with DJ Turner, super fast, everybody keeps bringing up that his hips and stuff, he's able to turn and keep up with the wide receivers and make plays. So I think it was a great pick, especially when you look at where we're going.
Did I lose you? Yo. What happened, Benny? Call failed. Let's see if we can get him back in here. Yo.
You've reached Ben Butler.
No.
I can't get to the phone right.
I don't know, folks. We'll pause it here. All right, folks. We got Benny back on the line here.
Some technical difficulties.
Yep.
Got too excited. Electricity everywhere. Just not enough power.
Too much juice.
For how excited I was about speed. And, you know, speed in terms of Wi-Fi does not work out in my favor. So
no.
Glad it's working out for the Bengals with speed. Yes. But in terms of Jordan Battle, great pickup.
Yep.
I think I'm kind of, I would say, 50-50 on this.
Okay.
Because you did have pickup Nick Scott, and you had Dax Hill in the first round last year. So when you kind of look at that, I know Bengals like to play sometimes three safety, which is good, but you have now Nick Scott, Dax Hill, Tyson Anderson, Jordan Battle, and Michael Thomas. You have five safeties. And even though I just said, hey, with the cornerbacks, somebody's going to go down, typically you're running three, maybe four. Safety, you're typically running only two, maybe three.
Right.
So somebody probably isn't going to make it in that group. Hopefully everybody does. Some of them might go to special teams. Not 100% sure there. I think it's good when you look at some of the comments that, like, Nick Saban said about him. I mean, he's a team leader, super excited to be on the team.
Yeah.
For the Bengals. But he would be your replacement Von Bell out of anything. Hard hit, strong safety.
Oh, yeah.
Started since freshman year, so great in coverage. I mean, he did have, in terms of PFF, some great numbers in terms of coverage. I believe it was 90% in coverage grade. But I think I'm kind of in, kind of out on this one, just because you still got him and you traded with the Chiefs to get your punter pick that you wanted. But it's one of those that in that safety realm, who's going to still be in the locker room at the end of the you know, roster. So I do like the pick. I just feel like they already had some depth in that area. But again, who would I want to replace that? There's a couple other, but I think he is a great one in terms of the long-term aspect of finishing out your secondary. And then, you know, your defense gets younger from there. So,
yep.
50-50 on it. I like it. I feel like the Bengals already addressed it because I do like Jordan Battle as a player. I just feel like the Bengals also had Nick Scott and Dax Hill and Tyson Anderson and Mike Thomas. You're adding another person in there. So, just a thought, but 50-50 on it.
I think once we already committed to the draft we were having, I think this is a great pick because I don't know what you would have done instead there, especially when someone like that falls to us, because we traded back for that, by the way, too. So we could have possibly gotten your Darnell Washington there in the third, or I think Dalvin Jones had already went, so... Some of these guys who were falling that we had liked in our previous pod may have been available, but we traded back and then still got this guy. So I think in terms of that, I think it's a good pick. It adds some depth to the secondary. Is this guy going to come in and start day one? No, but I don't think that's what we were picking with our third-round pick. I don't think we were picking that with our first-round pick either. I don't think any of these guys are going to come in and start necessarily right away. So... which is a product of us having a really good roster. So I think overall, quality first three rounds for sure. What do you think about here? Oh, go ahead.
Definitely quality first three rounds. I do think, you know, Lou's gave his blessing on this one. So, I mean, when you look at defense, you may not have Lou next year, and maybe Lou was just like, hey, got the clipboard and just said, hey, these are the guys I want. These are the guys I would pick in order to make this dynasty. of, you know, this franchise and go cheaper on defense and be able to pay your weapons on offense. So, I mean, I'm for it. I'm not sure the Nick Scott thing, if they were going to go safety, but that's the way that the draft lined up. So then you're going to pick the best player available, which I like it. So, yeah.
Yeah. Anybody that you're really got a keen eye on or you really like here from day three? Any of the late round picks that you were really excited about?
I do think Charlie Jones from Purdue, wide receiver, is a interesting pick. I think he definitely provides another wide receiver in that room. You already have your big three, but you know this adds a fourth one. You know, more weapons for Burrow, the better. Because you know, even when Chase and Higgins were down, he's still able to do it with Trent Irwin. So giving him another young, he's not really young, actually. I think he's going to be turning 25. But just in terms of another weapon, I think it's pretty good. So I like the pick.
Yeah, he was solid. I know everybody's online touting his game he had against Joey Porter Jr., or he had an awesome game. It's one game, you know, so it's not a huge deal, but that is nice that we can, you know, dunk on the Steelers every now and then there. so good to see that. Like you mentioned, just good to get another younger talent in there, wide receiver four possibly. So good for that. You know, a lot of people thought we needed to add a punter either in the draft or through free agency possibly. So it looks like we did that with Brad Robbins there out of Michigan. I know he had a lot of great punting stats, so we'll see if him and Crispin go head-to-head in the punting battle there, who wins. But either way, quality roundup or round end of the draft there, I'd say. Getting some playmakers and then adding the special teams there too. So, and then, oh, go ahead. If you got something, sound like you were going to say something.
No, yeah, I mean, I think that's like a really good pick. I mean, I know Drew Crispin, they did an interview with him, and his quote was, you know, when water rises, all boats rise. When the water gets high, all boats rise. So, I mean, talent, you know, iron sharpens iron. So, I mean, I think it's going to be good to have a punter in there, especially how critical some of those punts were last year. So field position is everything, and I think it was a pretty good pick, and especially since you got it basically for free and you got best player available with Jordan Battle, and then you got your punter that you wanted. So all in all, good pick.
Yeah, heck yeah. I think it was, we got some quality picks there at the end for sure. So quick, what do you think we're going to do for next year? Like quick prediction for the season. I guess if you want to get into the off season for next year too, but just generally, what are you thinking about going into next season?
I think we're looking pretty good. I think there's probably one or two more moves that are potentially going to happen. I think just with everything that's going on with Joe Mixon, you probably might see some shakeup in the running back room. I'm not sure what, you know, what's going on, but I think that there's some areas there, especially with that room. I think maybe we lock up T and Burrow to an extension. That would be nice to have.
Yep.
Done for next year. I think we're top of the league, either one or two. I think Burrow probably will have an MVP season, especially with the offensive line that he has. I know I was big on trading Jonah Williams, but if you're not going to get a third-round pick because you're going to get one in a compensatory pick in 2025, you know, I'm all for it if he wants to play right tackle. You also have Cordy Ford, Jackson Carmen, and Loyal Collins, all that are going to be wanting that starting position. So as I said before, you know, iron sharpens iron, so I think there's going to be a lot of different change-ups or different offensive line and our ability to kind of move forward. I also think just to go into next season and next off season, we didn't really address nose tackle, but or tight end.
No.
But when you look at the free agents for tight end next year, here, let me rattle off some of them.
Rip them off. Go.
You got most of the guys that were on one-year deals this year, because they all thought, because the tight end draft, or tight end, in the tight ends in the draft were pretty high, a lot of these guys signed one-year deals. Well, you got Hunter Henry, Evan Engram, Dalton Schultz, Gerald Everett, TJ Hawkinson, Mike Gesicki, Noah Fant, Robert Tonya, Irv Smith, Cole Kmet, Austin Hooper.
A lot of names there, Benny. A lot of names. That's for sure.
All starting tight ends. All able to do. So, I mean, I guess the factory of the Bengals tight end room, if Irv Smith stays and you can sign him and he does well, I mean, it'll be good. I mean, Hayden Hurst had, what, 400-yard?
He had a great season, yeah.
Did pretty well. Went out and signed a 3-year deal. Correct me if I'm wrong there. I might be thinking about a Von Bell one.
I don't know if it was
I'm pretty sure it was a,
that might be right. Either way.
I think it was a 3-year deal.
I'll look it up.
But if you're anybody who's one of those guys that is a tight end, maybe the Bengals address tight end next year in the draft.
3 years, $21.7 million, 13 guaranteed.
Okay. There you go. For the Panthers.
Yep, bingo.
The Cincinnati Panthers.
Yeah, right.
Von Bell and Andy Dalton.
Gotta love it.
Yeah, I mean, I think maybe that's something you address next year. I don't think when you're the Bengals and last year you threw to the tight end position 17% of the time in total, it's not really a, hey, we need to go out and get an elite tight end. Sure, it'd be nice. It'd be a luxury. But I think there's a couple other positions like nose tackle when you're going to need to pay DJ Reader, or T. Higgins when you're wide receiver, or Burrow when his contract comes up and he's going to be the highest paid quarterback per year. Or Logan Wilson, even though the linebacker room or linebacker market seems pretty low based off of what we saw this year, you're still going to have to pay him. So
right.
Those are big names, big playmakers for the Bengals. And I think there are some areas that they're going to get cheaper on. I think that's what they did in this draft. So they did that in the secondary and defense because there are players that are contributors that they're going to have to pay in order to be competitive. Or, as some people think, you're going to trade P. Higgins and you're going to wind up like the Titans with barely anything. If Trey Burks is injured and you don't really have anything at all.
We're not doing that.
That's never going to happen.
We're not doing that.
I don't think it's going to happen.
We're not doing that. No way. I think we're going to lock up Joey B. We're going to sign T here. I think those will both get done. I think we're poised to have another great season, you know, pending everybody stays healthy. We add it to the line. I think we're obviously going to need to help or we're just going to need to make sure our defense is solid after losing some major pieces there. But I still think we're poised to have, like I mentioned, a great, great year. So looking forward to the Bengals. Hopefully they can add maybe a few more things in free agency here. I know you've been big on Yannick Ngakoue, so we'll see what happens there. But either way, going to be a great season. So looking forward to it.
Yeah, I don't think they signed Ngakoue after their first-round pick. So
doubt it.
I think Miles Murphy is going to come in with 30% of the snaps and really make a difference on the defensive line. So
that would be great.
I mean, overall, good draft. I think in general, I mean, because I know they haven't put on a jersey, so it really doesn't matter. I think it's a B+. B+ draft.
Yep, I'd say a very quality grade. Yep, B+, A- level draft. Addressed a lot of good needs. So, all right, Ben, good chatting with you. We'll do one of these maybe here before the season, do a little preview, but appreciate your time. Hootay.
Hootay, baby. Let's go.
Let's go.
And now it's race month. So yep. I can officially say that.
There
so
you go. Yeah, you can.
500, baby.
There you go. Race month. Boom. All right, man. Have a great rest of your day. We'll see you. Appreciate it.
All right. See ya.
All right. Bye. Who day?